The next question we have is, after I cast any spell, a love spell for example, is there anything I should do to help it work? How long should I wait before giving up, and what should I do then? And this is obviously from a beginner, but there's a lot of people that when they first get started, they'll cast a spell, you know, they'll do the ritual, and then they sit there and they go, okay, now what? You know, when do I give up, or when do I say it worked or it didn't work? How do you address a question like that?
Well, it's a little bit difficult to pinpoint, but the first and foremost thing that you can do to help a spell to work and do what it needs to do is to just let it go. Now, that's one of the hardest parts about spell casting.
Yeah.
People tend to have that bit of control freak in them, especially when something is really important to them, and they want the results to be just right. This is not the case where if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. Well, except for the actual casting of the spell, that is.
Right.
But by letting it go, I mean, after you've cast the spell, don't focus your energy on it or even think about it anymore, except when doing ritual to strengthen and enhance that particular spell.
Okay.
One of the biggest problems people run into when they're casting spells, especially at the beginning, is that they keep thinking about it, wondering if it's going to work. And remember that one of the primary keys to spell casting and magic is faith and belief that what you desire will come to pass. If you're focusing your energy on it by continually wondering whether it's going to work or not, that's nothing more than having doubt that it will work. You're then feeding doubt into your spell work, which is the antithesis of belief. You're lessening the strength and power behind the spell. Now, if you are able to let it go and your spell still isn't working, review your wording. Are you trying to bind someone against their knowledge or will, such as using a love spell that you gave in the example? Their inner strength and spirit may be stronger than yours, and you will not be able to effectively work your spell against them. And yes, I do mean against them, because in that case, you are pitting your will against theirs, hoping to come out on top. As far as how long to wait, I would wait a full cycle of the moon and try reworking your spell. Carefully read the wording with an objective mind. Maybe the wording you use could have been taken in a different way. Be clear in your intent and will, and let it go, and you should see better results.
Oh, great. Great answer. I really like that.